Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Maria Garcia. Do you ever open the fridge and think, what can I pull together from what I've already got to whip up a delicious dinner? Or perhaps you've got that go-to favorite recipe that you've made dozens of times, each time tweaking and changing it just a little bit based on what's in season or what's in the crisper drawer. You're not alone. It's the kind of thing that five-time James Beard Award-winning author Dory Greenspan took to heart in her latest cookbook, Everyday Dory, The Way I Cook. A collection of simple, beautiful recipes that don't require special skills or new gear to make. Dory Greenspan has written 12 previous cookbooks, including the New York Times bestseller Around My French Table and Baking Chamois. She wrote Baking with Julia after spending a summer in Julia Child's kitchen and writes the On Dessert column for the New York Times Magazine. Dory, welcome back to the show.
So glad to be back. Thank you.
We're so happy to have you. So we had you join us a few years ago for your previous cookbook, Dory's Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And you've written a number of books that are baking based. What sets this collection apart?
So this is I call it a cookbook. So it's food as well as desserts. And it's so funny. Somebody said to me when I was talking about my book, she said, I didn't know you cooked. I thought, what do you think I've been feeding my family all of these years? And so this is kind of the answer to what do you think I've been feeding my family for all of these years? They're very simple recipes. They're very practical. And it's my second cookbook. So my first was Around My French Table, and that was 8 years ago. And in that time, my husband and I have been spending more time in Westbrook, Connecticut. And so this book, I sometimes think of it as my Stop and Shop or Big Y cookbook. This book really depends on nothing more than a supermarket and the need to cook dinner.
Yeah, so maybe this will be my Trader Joe's and Star Market cookbook.
It's essentially the cookbook for anyone who doesn't have, you know, a gorgeous French open air market on their corner.
Right. So you know, you split your time between living here in New England, in New York City, and also Paris. Mm-hmm. How do these three places influence how you cook and how you bake?
You know, it's such a good question, and you would think I would know the answer, but I'm always thinking about this, and I always come down to I'm pretty much the same cook and baker everywhere. I think I have a very consistent style. What changes is the way I shop and the ingredients I can easily have. So in Paris and in New York, it's easy for me to just walk downstairs and get. I mean, the 7-Eleven has preserved lemons, you know, in Paris. In Connecticut, I'm an hour round trip from a supermarket. And so in Everyday Dory, I'm cooking from supermarket ingredients, my refrigerator door. I shop in my refrigerator door and my pantry. And so the food has, I think it's the same as the food that I make elsewhere. Right. I just have to be a little more creative.
You know, your cooking has become, you say in the book, more easygoing. Your food has become simpler, your style more spontaneous. What led you here to these kinds of meals that you call elbows on the table meals?
I love that expression because when I think of elbows on the table meals, it's we're all sitting around the table. We've got something delicious at the center of the table and we're all scooping it and talking. I think this is part of it comes from living in France part time, where I've come to see what French home cooking is like, the polar opposite of what we see in restaurants.
Right.
And it's really my own style is very casual. I don't decorate things. I don't have formal dinners. I always have people over for an easygoing evening. And so this is really the kind of food that I think of it as food that gathers people to the table and keeps them there chatting and enjoying.
That's what I found so beautiful about the photographs in this book, is there's something unfinished about the presentation almost in a way. It's like so casual. You have a lot of dishes in in like wooden blocks and like just
exactly.
It's so beautiful.
I'm so glad you felt that way because that is the message. I taught myself to cook. I'm not a trained chef. And when I was learning how to cook, I only wanted to make the most complicated food because I thought that was what fancy food was, and I wanted to be fancy, and I also wanted to learn. Now, all these years later, I just want things to taste good, and I want to make people happy with food.
Okay, so our producer, Jamie Bologna, made some recipes from your cookbook.
It's so fabulous.
I wish our listeners could smell the way the studio smells right now. It's so fragrant. It smells so good. So I want to talk a little bit about what we have here. First, we have a ricotta spoonable. The recipe, by the way, is posted on our website, radioboston.org. Dori, tell us about this recipe and why you like preparing it.
So this is really a typical everyday Dori recipe. It's ricotta mixed with lemon zest, lemon juice, and a bunch of herbs, whatever herbs you have, and finished with olive oil. And it's the kind of thing that you can put on a cracker or – thank you for passing this to me. One sec, I have to – stretch. Thanks.
We're passing food in here. Sorry, everybody.
You can have it on a cracker. You can have it on grilled bread. You can put it on top of roasted peppers. I have a recipe I love in the book for oven charred tomato stuffed peppers. It's good on that. Scoop it up with carrots. So I make this, put it in a jar, keep it in the refrigerator. It'll stay for a few days and just nibble it as the days go. It's a great addition to a brunch or a starter. Mm-hmm. Put salad under it.
So we also have your honey mustard salmon rillettes. This recipe is also on our website. What's in this one?
Okay, I'll make this one for you. You were nice enough to make the ricotta for me.
Okay.
So this is a great party dish. It's a combination of quickly poached salmon and smoked salmon, and it has mustard and mayonnaise and – thank you. Okay, I just got a little help serving.
Yeah, thank you.
And once again, it's like the ricotta spoonable, like so many of the recipes. Make it ahead. It tastes better if you make it ahead. And it's a great dish for the holidays.
Mm. You know, so many of your recipes in this book include surprising ingredients. And that's a word that I kept reading over and over in your book, the word surprise. You have walnuts and oats in your meatballs, for example.
Mm, and they're good.
Yeah, and surprising. Why are surprises so integral to pleasurable meals?
So I think for me, I just love when there's something unexpected because I think it delights my friends and family when they're expecting something that they when they're expecting something they know, like a meatball, and then they take a bite and they're, this is different.
Like I just did?
Like you just did. My favorite. It's any cook's favorite sound. Yeah. I like when there's something that is delicious, but you can't quite put your finger on it. And so you go back for another bite. And it just increases the enjoyment. And besides, you know, I'm in the kitchen every day, as a lot of people are. And I think, girls got to have fun. Got to play around a little, find those little unexpected touches and surprises.
Right. So speaking of those unexpected touches, we have a Mediterranean shepherd's pie that our wonderful producer, Jamie, made. Recipe from your book as well. This has butternut squash, you know, which is not something that we associate with shepherd's pie.
No, and the spices are different as well. They're very Mediterranean. So this came about, as so many of my recipes do. I had a butternut squash in the house. I had some spinach in the refrigerator, and I was making this pie, which is a combination of, it can be beef, it can be turkey, it can be lamb. You can put some sausage in it. It's got onions and garlic as it would. But it also has za'atar if you have it or some thyme. It has lemon zest. It's got big flavors in it. And I thought, that butternut squash, it would be pretty in there. It would because squash kind of takes up flavors. You know, it would take up some of the tomato and the spices, and it would really add something to it. And so I put it in and loved it so much that it became a real recipe.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just listening to you, you bring such joy to cooking.
I love what I do. I wasn't trained, and I'm all but dissertation for a doctorate in gerontology, the study of aging. And so I made a big change to do this, and I feel so lucky that I got to do it.
Hmm. Where do you derive your joy for cooking?
You know, it's kind of the whole thing. I love the process. I love transforming ingredients. I'm using my hands. You can't see this, but because I love touching and working with the ingredients. Mm. I love sharing what I've made with people. That's the great pleasure of cooking, is sharing.
Yeah, spoken like an artist. So if you were to offer one word of advice to someone intimidated in the kitchen, what would it be, Dori?
Oh, it has to be two words. It has to be three. It has to be no. So I would say, just get into the kitchen and cook. You know, even mistakes taste good, and take time to enjoy. I said I enjoy the process. I think if you take time to enjoy every step of what you're doing, you'll really come to look forward to cooking.
Hmm. Dori, thank you so much for joining us.
So happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Dori Greenspan's latest cookbook is Everyday Dori, The Way I Cook. She'll be doing a cooking demo at Northeastern University tomorrow and speaking at the Harvard Bookstore tomorrow night. There's more information about both events and two recipes from the book at our website, radioboston.org. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Maria Garcia. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.